This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, so what did we get for number five this week?
We got a black hole, and there's a black hole out there, 10,000 light years away from Earth, and it's eating everything in sight, just like a black hole does. It actually just ate this huge star. It's 10 times more massive than our sun. So this thing's massive. But the thing that is interesting, and everybody was interested in this week, and turning to Google to figure out what the heck's going on, is that the black hole actually got smaller after eating this star, which is very counterintuitive. And so everybody's like, whoa, this is pretty interesting. Apparently it's called a tidal disruption event, but it's got scientists pretty stoked up. Black holes are pretty hard to find, and so when they found this one, they were excited about it. They found it in March of last year, and they've been keeping an eye on it, and then it just ate a star and it got smaller. So everybody's like, whoa, that's pretty sweet.
So wait, so it's not as hungry now, right? So it's going to start shrinking the more stars it eats then?
You know, I'm thinking it might have to do with, you know, some 2019 resolutions, trying to make yourself a little bit healthier, slim down a little bit. And this black hole is, you know, he's doing his thing. He's eating, but he's, you know, losing the weight as well. So it's great.
I wish I knew more about black holes because they're very interesting, but it's just going to start pulling things into it. I mean, is it just going to get infinitely larger or how does it work?
Or infinitely smaller.
Right.
Or infinitely smaller, you know, because this thing's getting smaller. I don't know. The thing, it just kind of blows your mind trying to wrap your head around, like, the physics of a black hole. Like, light can't even escape it. But you think, like, light has matter, but it doesn't seem like something that can be captured, you know, in another mass. So I don't know. But, I mean, there's a lot of trending questions on Google about black holes right now because I think everybody's as confused as we are. Like, the top trending question is, why do black holes occur? And you know, I don't know. These are answers that I don't even have.
I'll go to Google. We'll find it together.
Yeah.
So what do we get for number four?
We've got CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. It's happening in Vegas this past week. Happens every single year, and it's kind of the who's who of the tech world to show off their new consumer products. And there's such outrageous stuff. Like, there's Samsung's got this thing called a Bot Air. And it's like a little robot that wanders around your room and it puffs the air and it purifies the air in different rooms. It gives you a little green light. There's also like rollable TVs. So LG has this TV that literally is like a yoga mat. And you can just roll it up. But it's pretty expensive. And like voice commands are really big. Google actually had like a roller coaster out there that we built. And it was powered by the Google Assistant to talk about all the cool things that we have coming out as well. So it's kind of... I've never been personally. I hear it's pretty intense, but it sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Wait, how big was the roller coaster?
I saw some videos of it. It looked like not too big. You know, it was more of like a interactive ride of sorts. But it was a roller coaster for sure. I mean, the fact that we built one inside of this convention center is pretty silly.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It looked fun, and it was
That does sound like fun. I was just curious. Like, is it like a carnival roller coaster, or is this like one of those on top of building roller coasters? They're small, but they kind of feel awesome.
Right. It looked like a mix between the two. I think it was just a couple steps up from like what you get at the carnival.
Certainly okay.
More safe. And it was technologically advanced because it was showcasing how you can use Google Assistant on Google Maps to navigate different things and interact with Google Assistant. So, I don't know. It looked pretty sweet. I wanted to go just so I could ride that freaking roller coaster.
What we get for number three?
We got Woodstock. It's back, baby. 50th anniversary just announced. They're getting back into it. In Watkins Glen, New York, the organizer, Michael Wang, he's still going to be involved in it. He's like 74 years old now, and he's the one behind the event. And so they're putting it on August 16th through 18th. And so a lot of search interest on Google this week of like, when is it? When do tickets go on sale? How can I get a hotel there? And so it's going to be kind of, I'm sure it's going to be pretty high competition to get these tickets. But additionally, you know, we're talking Coachella last week. Now we're talking Woodstock, which is, you know, kind of feels like the opposite of what Coachella is. And they're still determining who's going to be the lineup. Apparently, The Who said, definitely not, we're not playing there. Carlos Santana said he's down, apparently, allegedly, according to rumors. But it's going to be a mix, they're saying, of hip-hop and rock and some pop and even some of the, like, the old-school bands from the original festival. So, I don't know. It should be pretty sweet. They're going to live stream it. So you can check it out.
Hmm. So, wait. There's going to be tickets, so do you know how much they're going to be?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. That was actually the third trending question on Google this week. But I think tickets are coming out in February. Yeah, sometime in February is when they're going to be released. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Coachella was like, almost like $400. So we'll see how much Woodstock is as well.
Yeah, I imagine it'll be around the same. Maybe even a little bit more, depending on the lineup.
Right, right. I agree. I don't know. It should be interesting. But it's like, you know, I feel like, I mean, I wasn't alive in the Woodstock era, but it seems like that was kind of the catalyst for all these different music festivals now. So it'll be interesting to see the first mover in this type of movement get back to their roots and put on a show, and we'll see how it goes, but I'm stoked on it.
All right, what we get for number two?
We've got the Fiji Water Girl. She kind of stole the show at the Golden Globes this past week. She was the water bottle carrying model on the red carpet that was like photo bombing all these different celebrities' photos. And it turns out that she's a model. Her name's Kellis Cuthbert. A lot of sounds, but she kind of like became a meme herself, you know, like hashtag Fiji Water Girl was trending all over social media and she kind of stole the show. But I don't know. Then people started to kind of, you know, dig in like they do in the internet era to find things that they can get mad about. And I guess this was kind of the jury's still out, I guess, but it seems like it was a very calculated move by Fiji Water to get this girl out there and elevate their brand and have her stand at the back of all of these photos with kind of a snide look on her face. And not everybody was super stoked. A lot of people were like, this is hilarious. This is really funny. And she is awesome. But Jamie Lee Curtis took the Instagram to express her dismay, being like, yo, dude, it's obviously a stunt. Like, can you just not get in my photos? Like, just relax. I don't want to be a part of, like, your marketing campaign. And then I saw a lot of negative articles being like, yo, can we talk about how bad plastic water bottles are for the environment? Which I get. I'm on board. I try to not be a plastic guy. I try to be a reusable water bottle guy. But, like, don't come out and, like, blame Fiji Water Girl for this. She's just doing her job, man. Relax.
And it's really funny. A lot of times when you're at those type of events, you're going to have the organizers on the outskirts, like right outside of the cameras. They will pull people off the red carpet that aren't supposed to be there, which is why when I saw the Fiji Water Girl, I'm thinking to myself, this must be sponsored because they would have pulled her back. That's happened to me before. You're walking and you're like, oh, I'm just trying to walk on by, and somebody will grab you by your shoulder and they'll be like, no, yoink, you go that way.
Whoa, you've been walking the red carpet?
Not somewhere? Red carpet, what's but up? You know, like other events where you have like people taking pictures and whatever in Chicago, and it's like, oh, okay. So it's like being kind of ignorant to what to do. I'll just be like, oh, I go this way because everybody else is going this way. And it's like, no, you're not that important. You go back that way.
Right. 100%. Yeah. This was like a very calculated move. Apparently, according to Fiji Water's brief, it said that her priority should be to get in the photos of celebrities holding or sipping Fiji water with or without straws. But apparently it was kind of cold that night, so not a lot of people were drinking water. And they're like, all right, just get in the back of the photos. It doesn't matter if they're holding the water or not. You need to be holding the water. Just get in the back of their photos. So, yeah, it was a calculated move. And, like, if you look at the photos now, like, clearly she's very obviously in their photos. People would be like, yo, get out if she wasn't supposed to be there. But
right, exactly. She was supposed to be there. And I don't know. That's just part of it. You know, somebody's sponsoring something. You know, how else are they going to get their $10,000 or $100,000 gift bags at the end of the night, right? Somebody's paying.
Exactly. Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, I think it's a smart move by them. Obviously, everybody's talking about them right now. And I'm sure there's going to be an increase in, I guess, sales. I don't know if it's really going to translate to sales, but at least there's a lot of publicity. And, dude, for Kellis, she's been on The Late Late Show. Ooh. Her Instagram account just blew up. She's got like 180,000 followers now. So pretty outrageous.
Well, good for her. What we get for number one?
Number one, we got the government shutdown. We're going on day 21 of the partial government shutdown. And a lot of people are turning to Google to figure out what services have been affected. You know, obviously, like, over 800,000 federal workers are not going to get their first paycheck today, which is pretty devastating for them. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of issues arising there. But now a lot of people are trying to figure out, like, okay, how long is this going to last, and how is it going to affect me? I mean, tax season is right around the corner, and, I mean, a knock on wood, the government shutdown is not going to last that long. But if it does, like, tax returns, filing taxes, all of those things could be affected. And so the top search things around that are, like, is unemployment affected? Is food stamps affected? IRS, WIC, Section 8. So, yeah, it's definitely affecting a lot of things. Tried to go to the bathroom at the beach the other day. It was locked, and it was closed because it's a public beach, and, you know, they can't maintain it. So I couldn't go to the bathroom.
Oh, no. No. It happened. It's starting to affect the little things.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's definitely a ripple. And it's at, and now it's at the, let's see, the longest government shutdown.
So wait, did
I guess people were turning to Google to figure that out.
So did it affect food stamps? Did it affect WIC? Like, you know, are people not going to be able to eat now?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. People got to turn to Google to figure that out. It is trending in terms of the top search questions. I kind of got to assume that if other areas are being affected, those probably are as well. But, you know, that's life or death for some people. So
yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be a way to keep it going. But yeah, it's starting to kind of permeate different aspects of society. But you got to think that they're going to sort this out soon. So I'm pretty optimistic about sorting the issues out and reopening.
Oh, I'm a little curious if you know or not, just off the top of your head. Do you know what the longest government shutdown has ever been?
Yeah, so we're actually tied right now for the record as of today. So 21 days happened between December 1995 and January 1996. And that was the last one that lasted 21 days. So right now we are tied for the longest ever.
Oh, man. So this is good. Tomorrow will be new territory. I'm wondering if it keeps going, will the mail suffer? You get what I mean? Like, it's going to start
right.
affecting, like, more than just a few people. It'll be affecting totally. A lot of people.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's the government. It's going to affect everybody at some point. So, yeah, knock on wood, they get it going.
Yeah, right? Let's hope they figure something out. I need my stuff. Yeah. All right. So what do we get for the Most Watched YouTube video?
We've got Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg's monologue opening up the 2019 Golden Globes, and I don't know, it's pretty funny. Like, I enjoyed it. So at some points, it's like, I don't know, just watching two people up on stage at some point is going to feel like a little bit cringy because they've got to just deliver at all times. They've got to be on, but it's pretty good. They're basically just, like, making fun of the fact that they're very wholesome individuals and they're not, like, the typical mean people, celebrity-type folks, and so they're making fun of everybody in the crowd, but in, like, a really nice manner, and they're actually just complimenting them, so they're not really roasting anybody. But it's pretty funny. I think they're good. I love Andy Samberg. Guys, obviously the man, Sandra Oh, is great. But it's got over a million views, so check it out.
I watched it, and I'm going to have to say, I like that you said it was cringy, because I thought it was cringy from beginning to end.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay, but I felt like they were beating a dead horse when they were doing, like, I'm such the good guy, and right. I'm going to roast you because I'm not the good guy, but I'm going to compliment you and say I burnt you. And it was, oh, no, what are you doing? Stop it. It was maybe funny once or twice, but, you know, after 4 or 5 minutes, you could have stopped. You could have stopped. It's okay.
Yeah. It's pretty long.
Yeah, it was pretty long. It was longer than it needed to be. And
I know.
And you know what, though? They should have kept talking about how the Golden Globes didn't have anybody else, so they had to get me, right? Like that, right, I thought that right. would have been funnier because, you know, Sandra Oh, Andy Samberg, yeah, they're pretty funny, but they're kind of on the list of things for, in my mind, they're like E-list.
I see what you're saying. And I do. Sometimes it was pretty cringeworthy, just like them, person after person, just like really complimenting them and then making fun of themselves. It's like, yeah, all right, we get it. You guys are nice people.
Right,
let's
exactly.
move on to the next joke. But it's like, tough, dude, in this political climate, like, it's hard to make a joke that can that isn't offensive and isn't going to cause more issues than it solves. So, I don't know. I feel like you just kind of had to take that safe approach. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, you're right. You're right. You know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't at this point. Because if they try to be really funny, you're going to offend somebody. And if they go the slow, easy route, it's going to be like, what are you doing? So they couldn't do anything right at this point.
Exactly. Yep, 100%. 100%. I agree.
All right, Justin. Thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.